Her Intuition Podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do? What's happening, my good people? Your girl Yolanda Randolph here, coming to you with another quick motivational minute, another Teller Tuesday. Y'all know I don't care what you call it, just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl. Hey, I am happy and I am excited. Now, if you're not talking to God, I strongly suggest that you do, because he is that one who can make sense of everything that goes on around you, all of the craziness, all of the foolishness, all of the cannot be happening type days and woes. Oh yes, God is that one who can and will answer those questions for you as to why, but he will do it on his timing. Okay, I must be honest, he will do it on his timing, not when you feel as if he needs to be answering it. Remember, God does not need our help. He knows what is best. Now, I hope you all had a wonderful Easter. I hope that you remembered why we celebrate Easter, and I hope that you enjoy your time with your family and your friends. And hey, if you decided to go solo, I hope that you enjoyed that too, okay? Ain't nothing wrong with chilling all by your lonesome. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Now, let's go ahead and get on into this week's message. I ain't gonna let them play me. I ain't gonna let them snow me. Shout out to James from Good Times. Yeah, those of you who know your girl, y'all know that Good Times is one of my favorite sitcoms, and James is one of my favorite characters. James said one time, okay, but I ain't gonna let him snow me. Ain't it something how, and when he says snow me, he means I ain't gonna let you play me, okay? Ain't it something how we get to points in relationships and friendships where we say, hey, chick, dude, I don't know who you think you are, but I'm not going to let you play me. And we go to them even when they're not coming back to us. Oh no, we finna change that. Remember, it's all about changing mindsets. When someone has ghosted you, oh yes, I'm going to put it out there. Because hey, sometimes people just ghost you. Sometimes they're not feeling the situation. They're not feeling you. Now, hey, I know that's harsh, but Yolanda Randolph loves her some you, and sometimes it takes me to be harsh, even with myself. Sometimes people are just not feeling you. They're just not feeling it, the situation, and they have ghosted you. But then a lot of times we as people, women and men, well, I don't know about men too much. I'm going to speak on women because I'm a chick, okay? I know pretty much how I think and pretty much how chicks think. Okay, now I'm not saying that I am the all ruler and know all about every woman. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm just saying that coming from and pulling from a chick's standpoint, okay? So a lot of times, us ladies, we have this dude we really feeling, and he just all of a sudden stops calling. He just all of a sudden just going about his merry little way. Well, a lot of times we'll keep calling them. We will reach out to their social media. And if we don't reach out to them, we are stalking their social media. Hey, you ain't got to say, no, I don't do that. Hey, you ain't got to admit it. Yolanda Randolph knows all too well. You want to go see what they're up to. Well, if they're not calling you or checking on you, then what exactly could they be doing? So then there goes your social media searches. How about this? Now, I know some people personally who has done this before. They will use other phone numbers. Now, I don't know about us grown people. I don't know if we get our friends to call. You know, we used to do that as teenagers. I know that I did. But as when we become a certain age, I don't know if we all do that. But I have known some people personally who use those fake numbers. Text now or whatever it's called, text something, however, use that to see if that person responds. Or if you have multiple phones, as of myself, then sometimes you may use that other phone if they don't have that number and see what's up with them. Listen, no matter how you do it, it's time to chill out. If that person has went on about their lonesome, has went on and left you standing still, then chances are they are not for you. Remember, I have said before, I have said it plenty of times up here on this podcast. If people go, let them go. God will replace those people with good. I'm telling you, I am living proof. He will replace those people with people who mean you some mind. Apparently, that person wants nothing to do with you. Okay, and hey, not just you, I'm just saying in general. That person doesn't want to be bothered. So instead of saying, hey, I ain't gonna let you play me, I ain't gonna let you snow me, okay? How about say, I am going to put all the focus on myself? How about saying instead of I ain't gonna let you snow me, that I am going to put myself in another mindset to where as I'm going to open myself up for the possibilities of meeting someone else. Instead of saying, I ain't going to let you snow me, how about saying, I'm going to pick up a new hobby? Well, that's a good one. That's a big one. You know, a lot of times people don't really look at hobbies as something great, just something to do, but hobbies can keep your mind off of stuff. How about just saying, instead of I'm not going to let you snow me, how about saying, I am going to love those and care about those who love and care about me, including yourself. You must love and care about yourself first and foremost before you can expect someone else to do it. I have said that yet again here on this podcast plenty of times. I have said it in social media posts. I have said it all over the place because I know that to be true. It was come one point in my life where I didn't feel myself all that tough. I wasn't saying that Yolanda Randolph is that chick, okay? Until I got ghosted. Until I've done some of these things that I said up here about I'm not going to let you snow me, until I was in that mindset or until I got out of that mindset. It was when I got out of that mindset. Well, I'm not going to let you play me. I'm not going to let you snow me, because that's not what, I don't know who you think you are. I ain't that chick that you're just going to go and snow, okay? That you're just going to go and just play. Well, until I changed my mindset to focus clearly on myself and solely on myself and my family, of course, my children, but I didn't put all the emphasis on that person. I didn't put all the emphasis on that man. He became non-existent. Just like he treated me, he became the same way. We got to do that, my good people. We have to, or we will find ourselves in a bunch of misery, okay? So I just wanted to be an encourager today, an inspirer today, or just a reminder today that when them people dip on you, remember that God will replace those people with better people. He will replace those people who mean you good. Let them jokers go, okay? Whatever they have going on, let them go. It may not even be about you. Perhaps it's something about them. But you can't spend all of your waking time worrying about what they have done or what they have not done. None of your business. None of your business. You have too much business already focusing on yourself, okay? So let's switch the mindsets up today. All right, if you find yourself stalking social media pages, I want you to stop. I want you to say, we're not doing this, because I am that chick. Fellas, if you're here, you can just say that too if you want to. I am that dude. I ain't got to stalk nobody's page. I ain't got to do none of that. I ain't got to keep calling this dude or this chick. I don't have to keep doing that. They know my number. They got the number. They got the phone number. Why must I continue to reach out to them, giving them all this play when they're not giving us any playback? I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. I am grateful. Hey, I am grateful whenever you decide to listen. Whatever day of the week, I am grateful. Okay, I'm just happy to have you here. Now, books booming, shaking, and popping over there on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, wherever you get your favorite books. Hey, you can find Yolanda Randolph's. And speaking of books, the Women of Shaw's Place, getting ready to go on sale. Okay, it's getting ready to go on sale. I'm so excited. I hope that you all would give this book a good read. A novel, actually. To jump into Andra, River, Genesis, and Carla's worlds. Okay, now, they're a world of a mess. I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you. These chicks got some stuff going on in their lives. It's a messy mess, okay? The Women of Shaw's Place will release May 14th. And maybe some things may be coming out a little bit earlier. So for those of my good people who are anxiously waiting, there may be a surprise for you, okay? So just hang tight. But in the meantime, if you have not already read my stories, please go over there wherever you get your favorite books and find mine. Just type in Yolanda Randolph in your Google search and your internet search, whatever browser you use, and bam, there I am. There I go. There go all my stories, okay? So check them out. Don't forget to please leave your ratings and reviews over there on Amazon and Goodreads, as well as here on this podcast. Let your girl know if she is booming, shaking, or popping, okay? I'd love to hear from you. So that's it for this week. Just know that you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter. And there are some people out here who feels the exact same way that you do about you. Okay? All right. So that's it for this week. Many blessings to you. Many blessings. Many blessings. Many blessings. And remember, Yolanda Randolph loves her some you and care about your well-being. Okay? And prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to follow me on my hashtag #HerIntuition page on Facebook and on Instagram at Yolanda Randolph Publications.